So, what you think about the Champions League games today?
I mean, I just watched the beginning, and when I saw that, the referee gave a penalty to Real Madrid for cross, fake falling, but they didn't give a penalty when Ramos blocked the ball with his arm. I'm like, ah, it's gonna be like last top one. I already knew that because they didn't have the experience that PSG was gonna have a hard time. But then now the referee is helping, so I stopped watching.
And that goal that
I stopped
PSG
watching after
had
like
with Babbitt, I really thought was a good goal. Or Rabiot.
which goal?
From
Oh, have to
PSG.
do, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a really like the back kick, the heel kick from Neymar. It was well done, but I mean, from the beginning I've seen, like they have several occasions of PSG, but I feel like they were too, I don't know, they were afraid to shoot, they were afraid to give it a try. I don't know. I would say, like I was telling you, Mbappe should have been on the bench and Di Maria should be playing because Di Maria has more experience. Mbappe is great. He's super fast, he's strong, but he's too young. He doesn't have, it's Champions League, you need experience. And so, yeah.
And Liverpool won 5-1 against
Agree.
Porto.
I know, yeah. I mean, again, I didn't see that game, but yeah, I mean, that's good for them, yeah.
Do you think the English clubs have a good chance of, going to the final?
I mean, I think they are definitely doing way better than the past years when they are coming back because they were like, I mean, a few years ago, it was just, Premier League. Semi-final and final, were like just Premier League clubs, So now they're coming back, but I think the favorite is still Manchester City. I don't know why. I still feel Barcelona. People say, oh, because Neymar left, Barcelona is not as good. But I still think like Barcelona is in the favorite. So maybe like Manchester City, Barcelona, why not Real Madrid, they have the experience, they have the same players, so but I think Manchester City is the main hope for England, for Premier League.
Who do you think, or how do you think Chelsea will do against against Barcelona next week?
I mean, they have a good team, but I don't think Barcelona's gonna beat them. It's not gonna be like an easy win, but I think like Barcelona, the same thing, like Neymar left, Messi wants to prove something. He's like, I need to prove that, with or without Neymar, I'm still Messi and I can still, win games. So who's gonna win?
Which Barcelona is ahead in La Liga by miles.
Well, no, yeah. Even though like the last two games they played, they I think it's 0-0 or something like that, or 1-1 and then 0-0. So they've been kind of slow the past two games. But yeah, I mean they're way ahead of every. I mean Atletico, I think is like 6 points behind. But yeah, I mean they're doing great, I think.
And what'd you think about Tottenham tying Juventus yesterday?
I didn't see the game. I was working. I was filming, so I didn't see the game. I mean, Tottenham beat Real Madrid in the group, so we know that Tottenham, they have a great team. They have excellent players. So now, I'm surprised. I thought they were going to beat Barcelona. I mean, they did a tie in Italy, but it's two away goals, so it's really good results. For them, but again, I didn't see the game, but with the player they have, how they've been playing lately, I thought they were going to beat Juventus.
Yeah, it's interesting how like the English clubs are doing way better than expected. Maybe they'll come back and see what just do what they used to do back in the day, back about 10 years ago. So
Yeah, and
we'll see.
I'm not sure where they're going. I don't remember who they're playing, but I don't know. Right now, in the
Yeah, they're
Champions League, the only
playing.
team, which should not, because they have an amazing team, but.
Yeah, Manchester United is playing Sevilla on March 13th.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then
So,
you got
but
Roma. Yeah. Go ahead.
is Alexis Sanchez playing
He should be
for
playing,
Manchester
yeah.
United in Champions League or no?
Yeah, I mean, I think
But since
he's allowed.
he played the Europa League, I guess, or I don't know if he qualified or not.
Like, is there a rule where
He played the
you
Europa League with Arsenal.
like if you transfer? Oh, if you transfer, that might be some rules situations.
Because in the same season, you cannot play. But I don't know if you just apply for Champions League or. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm not sure. But.
Yeah,
I
and
hope
then.
for Manchester United he's going to be playing. But.
And next week we have Bayern Munich and Beşiktaş.
Which will be easy for Bayern Munich.
Yeah. You would think, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, should be easy, so.
And then,
Hello?
but back to PSG. You think? Do you think they should have started Di Maria over Mbappe?
Hold on, I can't hear you well.
Hello? Hello? Oh, wait.
Hello. Hello.
Hello? Hello? Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Okay,
Yeah,
so
like hello.
do you think Mbappe should have started over? No, Di Maria should have started over Mbappe.
Oh yeah, big time. I mean, again, Mbappe is super fast on his side, but Di Maria has been scoring like crazy lately. And again, he's played for Real Madrid, so he knows the team. He has played, in Champions League. He has the experience. So we don't have much experience. We have Dani Alves that has experience. Neymar, I mean, he's still kind of young, but he has experience. Di Maria has experience. Cavani, but I mean, when Ibrahimovic was there, it was more Ibrahimovic. So he could have brought the experience and maybe the goal that we needed. So and so I would have put Di Maria from the very beginning and Mbappe on the. And then I don't know why Emery, it's 1-1. He removes Cavani and put Meunier instead of Cavani. So he removes Cavani for defender, like I'm like, what? And then after that, the two goals came, didn't make sense. That's why I was telling you the text. I'm pretty sure he's got in my Emery is gonna get fired, so
I
makes
miss
no sense.
LeBlanc.
I mean, again, he was good. I mean, all the year he was there, at least they went to the quarterfinal. Emery came last year. They stopped at the round of 16. And again, they played Barcelona. When you win 4-0 and then you lose 6-1, it's like, I don't know why they kept him. And then now again, I don't know. But who would you bring? I don't know. Like in the mid-season like that, I don't know many coach.
I will bring the chomp.
That who?
The dear the chomps.
Didier Deschamps. Oh man, I mean, I love but he was France, and I mean, he had to prepare the World Cup, and he's focused on the World Cup, so Ancelotti maybe bring him back, but he didn't do that well with Bayern.
He is
I don't
available. You're correct.
know.
And maybe David
But I don't know if he
Ginola.
will come back, Nah, I don't think he has his coaching license or whatever, but that's the thing. They fire him, who do they bring, So Zidane, they need Zidane, Zidane or Deschamps. But
The stats from the game: 50% ball possession for each Madrid and PSG. Madrid had 17 total shots against 12 of PSG, and PSG had more fouls, 16 of 14. And Madrid had more corners. Madrid had more offsides, and Madrid had more shots on target. So, there you have it.
Oh, yeah, they woke up at the right time, huh? They're not doing well in La Liga, so... I mean, they said it. It's their last chance to win something.
It is. It is.
I think they're eliminated from La Copa del Rey. La Liga, I mean, unless there's a huge miracle, they'll never catch up to Barcelona. So, that's their only... the only way they can still win something this season. So I'm guessing they gave it. Oh, and Cristiano Ronaldo, that's the thing. Cristiano Ronaldo has so much experience and those type of game. You know, he will push himself to the limit, and you know, he did it. So yeah.
We'll just see what happens.
That's where you see though you can. Yeah, and that's where you see you cannot buy. You can buy talent. You know, I mean. You know, good player costs money, you know, the experience, you know, like the team playing together for a long time, you know, they create, you know, they know how each other plays. You cannot buy that, you know. So I remember when Real Madrid, Ronaldo first came to Real Madrid, for like 2-3 years, they were losing. They were getting eliminated in the round of 16 or the quarterfinal, you know, they, until Mourinho came and started, you know, like bringing them back to higher standards, you know. So I think PSG, I always say that they like experience. And so I guess it's going to come, you know. Now, hopefully they can keep the same team for a few years and the player learn. And so we'll see. I still hope they're going to beat, you know, they're going to win 2-0, but we'll see.
Now, will PSG win League One?
I mean, if they win 2-0 in Paris, you know, they're in, you know. They qualify for the next round, so... But
will PSG win the league?
Oh, the league, yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, Lyon and... I mean, they're still Lyon, Marseille, and Monaco, but I don't think they will be too much trouble, you know. So the league, they're gonna win. They will probably win one or two cups again, you know. So, but it's good because at least now in Ligue 1, you know, some club, Monaco is still sell all their players, so I never count Monaco because Monaco is a selling club. They did well last season, and now they sold everyone. You know, but you know, Marseille and Lyon, Marseille, I think they have the owners from the U.S. and he's been investing bit by bit, you know, some money, so they're getting better. Hopefully, they'll keep investing. Lyon has always been there, so hopefully, you know, we'll have like a big four, you know, like in, the Premier League doesn't have a big four, it seems like it's a big six. Now in Premier League, but at least maybe we'll have a big four in Ligue 1 and they will battle, you know, for the title every season, not only PSG, so we'll see.
Well, PSG is still a powerful team. We got Neymar, Cavani, Mbappe, Rabiot, Lo Celso, Verratti, Berchiche, Kimpembe, Marquinhos, Alves, and Areola.
Yeah.
So.
And they have Di Maria, they have Draxler on the bench. They have a good bench. They just need to play more at a higher, you know, higher level. So.
Yeah, they got Thiago Silva was on the bench as well.
Yeah.
And Pastore.
Captain. He has experience. Pastore too. Thiago Silva has tons of experience. He played for AC Milan before he was with PSG. He's been playing for PSG for years now, so... But the same thing, you know, like if you see his game, you know, in the World Cup against Germany, the 7-1, I think, he was nowhere, you know, he was not the captain they were hoping him to be, so I don't know if he's meant for those big games.
He was staying healthy for PSG.
Who's what?
he was staying healthy for PSG.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Well, David, thank you for coming on the Sportscast.
Oh, so you were live. I wasn't sure.
How can people reach you?
So, I don't know. I don't like, if you're live on Facebook, I don't like Facebook. I'm never really on Facebook. I go, my only social media, I guess, I'm most of the time on it is Instagram, but maybe the Instagram, yeah.
What's your Instagram?
DavidHD1981.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you next week for the Champions League games.
Well, hopefully next week Barcelona will win and Bayern.
Bayern Munich.
Should be a good week.
Should be a good thing. Round of 16, the best of Europe. Thank you, David, for coming on.
Cool, man. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so now we have. Now we're gonna go in and see if we can get Andrew Evans. So let's see if Andrew Evans is still around. Hold on, let's give it a call. He is our English Premier League expert. So we'll get this going. Sure.
Hi, Evie. Well,
Andrew Evans is our English Premier League special person. Hopefully he'll be on the show later on, or maybe later this week or next week. He's kind of hard to get a hold of, but yeah, this is a Sportscast Champions League special. Maybe we'll get Brett. Let's see if we get Brett. Brett might work. Hold on, let's see. Brett would be good for the Sportscast Wednesday edition. That might be.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Your move is very important to us. Please listen to our...
Connecting. The person at extension 20.
Well, Brett's not there. Anyways, we had the Champions League game earlier today, and Real Madrid beat PSG 3-1, and Liverpool beat FC Porto 5-0. Liverpool is my team. Everyone knows that. And most of the English teams have won or have a good success scoreline. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, this is the Champions League special of the Sportscast. Hope you enjoy. God bless and roll tide.